right, continuing on now, because these hearings are incredibly important and illuminating as to what's going on inside the West Wing, inside Joe Biden's White House. And right now it seems that nothing good is happening. I mean, you look at the totality of what's happening. The failure at the southern border, it's grotesque. Honestly, there's no need for it. Enforce the border. Very simple. People that you want to have come in, let them come in. You issue a visa. But it's a free-for-all. It's like going to a Who concert in 1980. It's general admission, seating, run for your lives, do anything you want, it doesn't matter. Except in this case, when I went to the Who concerts, I actually had a ticket to get in. These folks are going to the concert with no ticket at all. You look at what's happening with the economy. Oil on its way to $90 a barrel now. This winter is going to be the most painful financial winter for families in America in a very long time, because heating oil, natural gas, propane, plus gasoline, all energy going through the roof. As we continue to bulldoze coal-fired power plants, Germany's building new ones. You look at the totality of this administration. They just want to go spend $3.5 trillion or more, anything, to buy votes. So as you look inside this White House, these hearings are very telling. And once again, General Kenneth McKenzie destroyed President Biden's now empty claim that no one told him U.S. troops should remain on the ground in Afghanistan. You heard it once. From earlier in the week, now you hear it again in front of the House. He also said you should keep Bagram Air Force Base. Listen to this.
I appreciate that you think that was a big success, evacuation. But the blame for the disastrous withdrawal that everyone agrees was a disaster, who's to blame for that? I'll let the silence speak for itself.
I got a little ahead of myself. I forgot that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, couldn't answer the question, who's responsible? Had nothing to say at all. Another glaring issue with this administration. Nobody is accountable for anything. Now we move to Kenneth McKenzie, the general, the man in charge of U.S. Central Command. Here's what he had to say about leaving troops in Afghanistan, what he told the president that was ignored. Listen.
General McKenzie, isn't it true that the president rejected your best military opinion and advice as to how quickly to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan?
Well, I will say this. It has been my view that I recommended a level of 2,500, a level that would have allowed us to hold Bagram and other airfields as well. Once you go below that level and make a decision to go to zero, it is no longer feasible to hold Bagram.
But that was your best opinion and advice.
That remains my view now as it was then.
Yeah. That was his view then, and it is now. Really. And yet Joe Biden said, well, that didn't happen. Of course it happened. They all told him the same thing. Joe Biden is trying to hide behind, well, I don't recall that. It's funny because McKenzie and all the rest said that he was in the Oval Office when that happened. He was in the Oval Office when that happened, and they were all there, and they all understood exactly what the context of the conversation was. They said they witnessed these things. And so how do you sit there as the president of the United States and try to hide behind, I didn't know, or I don't remember? That's not going to fly, which is why Joe Biden is 18 points underwater right now. 18 points underwater. And we're also learning now from the testimony that Nancy Pelosi tried to undermine the whole chain of command when it came to nuclear weapons. We learned that as well, because General Milley once again saying that he spoke to Nancy Pelosi, who asked about how the nuclear launch codes work, inquired about the mental health of the president of the United States, that being Donald Trump at the time. General Milley earlier this week said he didn't believe at all that Donald Trump was ever going to attack the Chinese. It was never an issue. The issue is with Nancy Pelosi and the strange things going on inside her head. That's what it was. Well, you hear one other disturbing bit of sound. I want to go to bite number six. Because during the testimony, Congressman Seth Moulton, He wanted to read into the record in front of the Armed Services Committee a letter from an Afghanistan veteran who is disgusted, upset, torn up by what has happened there. But the Democrat chair of the committee, a guy who continues to claim that everything went well, cut off Seth Moulton reading a letter from an Afghanistan veteran. It's really preposterous. Listen.
General McKenzie, you went from 2,500 troops in Afghanistan in April to 650 in July, and then turned around and put 5,000 back into Kabul. Now, you've said repeatedly that you personally believe the Afghan government would fall if we didn't maintain a certain number of troops in country. So why didn't you plan for an evacuation and leave enough troops on the ground to conduct it?
So let's be very clear. The evacuation has to be ordered by the Department of State. The drawdown of U.S. forces was ordered by the president in April and completed in July. The noncombatant evacuation operation is a separate mission, and it was not completely under the control of the department.
So you're going to fall back on the bureaucracy, the divide between DOD and state?
Well, Representative, I'm going to fall back on the orders that I got.
And then had to put more back in?
I'm going to fall back on the orders that I receive, Representative.
There you have it. Falling back on the orders he received. Falling back on the orders he received, and where did he receive those? You got it. All right. Coming up on the program today, Tracy Beans will be here. Pete Hoekstra will be here. We'll have Tom Coulson of Liberty Coin. A bunch of inquiries about the treasures you have at home. We're going to find some of those treasures today and tell you what they're worth. Why not? Keep you looking for some good stuff. And I've got a couple of other interesting stories for you right after this break. Remember, you can always find out more at SteveGruber.com, SteveGruber.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.